This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Libya's interim prime minister are holding talks later today in Berlin on the heels of an international conference focused on supporting Libya's transition to a permanent, stable government. The conference, hosted by Germany and the United Nations, included officials from 17 countries and reinforced support for national elections in Libya scheduled for late December. Libya has experienced political instability since 2011's NATO-backed uprising that ousted longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi from power. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is visiting, or will visit, the U.S.-Mexico border Friday as part of her effort to curb the surge in migrants attempting to enter the United States while examining the root causes of migration from Central America. Harris' visit visited Guatemala, Mexico, earlier this month, pointed, telling migrants, do not come to the U.S. But thousands of migrants from those two countries, along with those from Honduras and El Salvador, have been making the long trek to the border, many on foot, escaping poverty and crime in their homelands, they say. Most of the migrants are coming from Latin America, but many also from Ecuador, Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, and some African countries. Former Philippine President Benigno Aquino III has died. The son of the pro-democracy icon who helped topple dictator Ferdinand Marcos and had troublesome ties with China was 61. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. By remote.